Hello, and welcome back to the Business English Made Easy podcast. If you're new here, I'm Victoria, and I'm thrilled to have you join our community. We're dedicated to helping English language learners like you master the art of professional communication. Today, we'll dive deep into the world of introductions and greetings in business settings. Whether you're attending a conference, starting a new job, or just want to sound more professional in your everyday interactions, this episode is for you. Before we begin, a quick reminder, don't forget to visit our website at lvlinguistics.be/episode1 to download this episode's worksheet. It has a complete list of the phrases that we'll be discussing, plus some fantastic exercises to practice, and of course, all the answers. Now, let's get started. The importance of a good introduction cannot be overstated. It's the first impression you make, and we all know how important first impressions are. But fear not, with the right words and confidence, you'll be making stellar introductions in no time. Let's begin with formal greetings. These are the kind you'd use in situations where you want to maintain a certain level of professionalism and respect. For instance, meeting your new boss or addressing senior colleagues. Phrase 1. Good morning, Mr. Smith. It's a pleasure to meet you. Here, addressing someone by their surname shows respect, especially in very formal situations or with people you don't know very well. Phrase 2. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. This phrase shows gratitude and acknowledges the other person's effort in allocating time to you. Now, not all business settings are super formal. If you're meeting colleagues of the same rank or when the work environment is more relaxed, casual greetings are appropriate. Phrase 3. Hi, John. I've heard a lot about you. Nice to finally meet. This is great for situations where you've been told about someone or have interacted online but are meeting in person for the first time. Phrase 4. Hey, Emily, how's your day going? It's simple, friendly, and a great way to start a conversation. There might be situations where you need to introduce yourself, especially if you're new to the environment. Phrase 5. Hello, I'm Victoria, the new marketing manager. I'm looking forward to working with all of you. This introduction is both professional and enthusiastic, showing your eagerness to collaborate. Phrase 6. Hi there, I'm Victoria. I believe we'll be working on the ABC project together. This phrase is a bit more casual and works best in team settings. Sometimes you might be in a position to introduce someone else. It could be a new colleague, a guest speaker, or even a business partner. Phrase 7. Everyone, I'd like to introduce Michael. He will be joining us as our lead designer. This introduction is clear and direct. Phrase 8. Have you met Claire? She has expertise in data analytics, and I believe she can bring great value to our discussion. This phrase not only introduces the person, but also highlights their added value. Finally, what if you're in a room full of strangers and you want to get to know them? Phrase 9. I don't believe we've met. I'm Victoria. This approach is direct and can be used in both formal and informal settings. Phrase 10. Excuse me, Robert, would you mind introducing me to the manager? This is a polite way to ask someone you already know to introduce you to someone that you don't. And there we have it, 10 essential phrases for introductions and greetings in business settings. Remember, it's not just about the words you say, but also how you say them. Always maintain good eye contact, offer a firm handshake where culturally appropriate, and wear a confident smile. If you ever feel overwhelmed, just take a deep breath and think about the goal of your interaction, whether it's to collaborate, learn, or simply get to know someone, let that drive your conversation. Before we wrap up, don't forget to visit lvlinguistics.be/episode1 to download the worksheet for this episode. It's packed with a full list of the phrases we discussed, plus some interactive exercises to help reinforce what you've learned. Thank you for joining me today. Stay curious, keep learning, and I'll see you in the next episode of Business English Made Easy. Goodbye.